Well, back in March, the BBC was taken over by young journalists taking part in School Report. We had students from Claydon High School come into BBC Radio Suffolk Studios reading the weather. Well, since then, they've kept up the enthusiasm at their school news club. And when they heard that comedian Milton Jones was coming to Suffolk, they put in a request with his agent for an interview. The Mock the Week regular is at the Regent Theatre in Ipswich this coming Thursday with his stand-up show. But our school reporters, Charlie and Cameron, were also keen to hear about how he balances his Christian faith with one-liners.
I lost my job with lastminute.com for being persistently late. I lost my job as a cricket commentator for saying the words, "I don't want to bore you with the details." If they make it illegal to wear the veil at work, beekeepers are going to be furious.
So, I'm Charlie from Claydon High School.
I'm Cameron, also from Claydon High School.
We're big fans of yours and are coming to see your On the Road show in Ipswich soon. So, what can we expect?
Well, I always say to people, if they come to see my shows, it won't change their life or their political opinion, but it will be stupid, stupid, stupid from beginning to end. So, if you don't like jokes, don't come along. And I'll be wearing a stupid shirt, I'll be showing some stupid pictures, and I'll be talking some stupid words. So if you enjoy stupid, then that's the place for you.
Sounds great. We'll look forward to it. Of your successful radio shows, comedy tours, books and TV appearances, which do you like to do best?
I think standing in front of a live audience is the best thing, because when you do radio and television, you're part of a much bigger team, you know, like an editor and the person doing the lights and the microphone. So if one of those doesn't work and it's not your fault, there's nothing you can do about it. But when it's just you in front of an audience, then it's sort of all your fault if it goes wrong, but it's also all to your credit if it goes right. And things can happen there that could never happen in a TV show, you know, that they wouldn't, it just wouldn't happen. So that's the most exciting thing to do and the thing I look forward to most.
Great. Well, we're fans of your books, my favourite being 10-Second Sermons.
Ah, yes.
Yeah, I've got a few quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Christianity is like a Cornish pasty. There's something in it, but it's sometimes difficult to find out what it is exactly.
Do you find it important to separate this from your other comedy?
Well, in a way, I think I don't want to separate it from the other comedy, because I think having a faith is all being part of life and it should all be one thing. In some ways, I don't understand people who try and separate them. But what I didn't want to do is to make people who weren't interested in faith buy it anyway because they were one of my fans. I've sort of said I am a comedian who is a Christian as opposed to being a Christian comedian. You know, I don't get up in churches and preach and stuff. I just do what I do, and I'm no different to, say, a Christian baker or postman. You know, I just do my job as best I can. So I like to think that those books are accessible to people who would be interested in faith as opposed to anyone who... Hopefully you don't have to go to church in order to enjoy them.
Okay, do you think you have a talent for making similes?
Yes, probably. Over the years, sometimes I get confused. What's the difference between a simile and an analogy and a parable and a picture? You know, it all gets rather confusing. But, yeah, no, I definitely think in pictures. And if I've got a successful joke, I think it's because it works like a small cartoon in people's heads. And also, people tend to remember stuff if they see it in picture form in their heads. It's easier to remember. So that's what I like to do. It's like, you know, my joke. I was walking along the other day, and on the road, I saw a small dead baby ghost.
Oh yeah.
Although thinking about it, it was a handkerchief. So what you do is you're putting someone's thinking about a ghost, and they sort of sing it, and then they go, oh yeah. Oh, yeah, it could be the other thing as well. I hadn't thought of that. And, you know, without sounding too pretentious, I hope, that's sort of what art is telling some people something new about what they already know, because they're seeing it from a different perspective. And sort of painters do that, and sculptors do that, and musicians do that. And hopefully we comedians do it occasionally as well.
So does having clean, family-friendly material restrict your performance?
Or is it worth it to broaden your audience?
Well, I think it works both ways. When I first started, I didn't want to swear my way out of difficult situations, which meant it took longer for me to become established. mean, I don't think the swearing is the end of the world, but I just think sometimes it can be a bit lazy. Having said that, having established myself as doing family-friendly material, it means that the number of people who come to my shows and, you know, I oversaw a tweet of someone in one of my shows not so long ago, and they said, I'm in a Milton Jones audience, and on one side there's an old-age pensioner, and on the other side there's a goth. And there's a real mixture that come along, you know, and it's almost like a pantomime crowd. A real, you know, whole families can come out.
Who do you test your jokes out on?
Well, I've got some children, and they're not allowed to eat any food until they've laughed at my jokes. So if I do make them laugh, I know that it is a good joke.
That's comedian Milton Jones in conversation with Charlie and Cameron of Claydon High School, who are putting some really good questions there. I better watch out, I think.